This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As we told you earlier, President Trump is hosting a dinner for senators from both parties tonight. This kind of strategy has been tried before by a president having some trouble with members from his own party. Chief Washington correspondent James Rosen takes a look.
When President Trump struck last week's surprise deal on hurricane relief, government funding, and the debt ceiling with congressional Democrats, they chalked it up to the persuasiveness of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a product like the president of the Big Apple's outer boroughs.
He could speak New York to the president.
Others saw a non-ideological president, self-proclaimed master of the art of the deal, practicing that specific variant known as triangulation.
Mr. Speaker! The President of the United States.
The modern master of triangulation was President Clinton, whose political advisor, Dick Morris, coined the term to describe cross-aisle deal-making by a chief executive eager, like today's incumbent, to rack up some modest legislative successes following the collapse of an ambitious health care reform effort.
The basic thought in triangulation was to take the best ideas from both parties and combine them and create a third place, which would be where the voters wanted us to go.
A 1992 campaign aide to Bill Clinton believes that where the Arkansas governor sought from the beginning to move his party to the middle, Donald Trump, as both candidate and president, has too consistently positioned himself too far rightward to triangulate effectively.
Democrats are never going to embrace Donald Trump with open arms unless he goes through some kind of extraordinary ideological transformation.
Republican leaders likewise see themselves pursuing in coming weeks, in tandem with the president, a center-right agenda, providing only limited opportunities for triangulation.
And that's going to involve, as I said, hopefully at some point in these discussions, some Democrats, but there may be points where we'll have to go it alone. And I think tax reform could very well be one of those.
And that raises the possibility of a snowball effect. If tax reform is stymied by gridlock the way health care reform was, it could diminish the chances that Democrats will even be receptive to efforts at triangulation thereafter, except perhaps on small scale issues or in regional formations unique to each policy.
Well, that'll be the word of the day, Scott. Triangulation, huh? It is back hopefully working in full form, because I believe Main Street America is about had it with this gridlock, for all that we're continuing to pay and invest in our government to get this kind of return on investment. It leaves it lacking and keeping most of America very frustrated. What do you think?
And it should make us frustrated. We send them there to enact an agenda. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be making things better for us. If they drag their feet for 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, what does it do for a Bill Martinez or a Scott or a Manny or any of those people? It doesn't do anything for any of those people, and it only puts any sort of burdens that we have on us. It only increases them, because now you've held them even longer.
Exactly. Well, there have been some positive things that have occurred. Look what's happening with the Wall Street. The Wall Street has been a windfall profit for Trump, new businesses, all the signs are there that some exciting things can happen. I mean, for me, Scott, what excites me is the every man, every woman out there with dreams to have their own business. I mean, these are starting to abound. The opportunity is there. So I believe that Donald Trump articulated a clear vision and message, and it's up to Congress to get behind this. Otherwise, they're going to pay a price in the 2018 and the 2020 elections, because he is staying on top of job creation. We've created something like 1 million jobs so far. And, you know, he hasn't been 365 days in office, but yet he's being blamed for everything, including hurricanes and what have you. Here it is, the opportunity that is before this Congress to be a part of the solution and not an ongoing part of the problem. That is the divide, and that is exactly what Main Street America is looking at. They're looking at saying, look, it's solve the problem. We want our tax problem squared away, and we want health care, and we want immigration.
All right.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. Your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we never said it was going to be easy, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, after all, this has been cumulative. Kind of like gaining weight. You know, you decide one day, you look in the mirror, go, whoa, where did that other person, you know, what happened to the original me? It took a while to get there. It's going to take a while to get it squared away. Same thing with this country. It is a process. And here to help us all and to keep the truth in front of us is the author of The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. Investigative reporter par excellence. She is the host of her own show that airs weekly on Sunday nights, Full Measure with Cheryl Atkinson, and season 3 about ready to get underway starting this Sunday. So we're looking forward to some continuing exceptional investigative reporting, something that our nation has been longing for. Cheryl Atkinson, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I know that we got a last-minute change here. I guess we're going to talk about North Korea on this opening season of season 3, huh?
What's up, Ed?
Right. I mean, we shot a few stories this summer that were building for the fall season. One of them was about ISIS moving into the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
But with all that's happening with North and South Korea, which we anticipated would be very active, we did shoot some interviews and stories on the demilitarized zone, DMZ line, between North and South Korea as well. So that will be our opener.
Well, a lot of moving pieces here. Kim Jong-un, resistant to United Nations. Ambassador Haley said very clearly that this president, Un, is begging for war. This is pretty serious stuff here, Cheryl.
It is. I mean, I wonder, you know, everybody wonders how much of what he says is bluster and how much is real. But if he were to detonate nuclear weapons somewhere, you know, on friendly territory against what he perceives as an enemy, I think we would look back and say he told us he was going to do it. I mean, he's been so clear and explicit about what he says he wants to do and plans to do. It's a very tricky problem, though, because, you know, as we learned, you can't just go and take him out easily because you're left with still the same military and country there and same issues. It's not as though that gets rid of the problem.
Yeah, because you have a country that this is all they know. This is their culture. This is what they've been raised to believe in. Those that have defected, been able to get out of North Korea, are shocked to realize it's almost like they discovered that the earth is not flat after all.
Well, and you can't, you know, who takes over? Mm-hmm. United States? No, you can't really go run a country that's hostile, that has a military and a whole entire people that obviously would be against that. It's just not easy. And what we'll try to do in our report this week is go back a little bit and explain how we got here, why it's so important to look at the history, the U.S. involvement in the Koreas, dating back to World War II, and how they split up and so on.
Are you going to also address the issue, as best you can, Kim Jong-un's goal, his stated goal, is that he wants to unify Korea. Are you going to address that as well?
Well, we'll talk about how that was why, initially, North Korea, after they were split, invaded South Korea. That's what he says is ultimately what he wants to do. We'll touch on it, but not dive deep in much more than that. But, you know, the irony is, back in World War II, and I had a study up on this, maybe your listeners already knew a lot of this, but South Korea was very economically distressed at the time, and they have become this huge success story. Under communist rule, North Korea has, of course, just deteriorated to nothing, while South Korea, under free rule, has really become an economic huge global success story. And no one really ever predicted that at the time when we came in to help South Korea, and China came in to help North Korea. That's where the dividing line was.
Yeah, I think that's the thing to take note of. I mean, here it is. You've got a tale of two countries within a country, North and South. The United States helping one that decided to leverage the investment of the American citizenry. And here we've got quite the success story. And on the other side, you've got China, enabling North Korea. And you've got a very dependent class that now is out of control, Pat Riley would call it, the disease of more. It's just not enough.
And, you know, their communist rule failed miserably, failed the people, failed economically, failed in pretty much every way as a model that you can imagine. Also, I didn't know, again, maybe some of your listeners already did, that we partnered with the Soviet Union initially to split Korea up, after World War II, and decide how that dividing line was going to go. That's how it was decided North Korea would be communist and South Korea would not.
Exactly. No, I think it's very well documented. Again, when you have a chance to focus on the history like what you're doing, and this is, again, what we appreciate, Cheryl, what you and your team are doing with Full Measure, you're able to get into an incredible amount of detail. And I like the idea that, I like the sub-headline to the show, it's the most fearless half hour of original investigative reporting on TV. This is something that America has longed for, and dare I say America, I say the world, because, we want to get down to the truth and understand what it is that we're dealing with. You know, we're so quick to jump on issues, from an emotional position without getting all the facts. And I understand, they think it's part of the disease of the culture in which we live in today. You know, I often say that we're the microwave generation. We stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up. It just thinks it's not moved fast enough, But it is important for us to understand what has preceded all this. So I think what you're bringing to this season 3 opener is going to be invaluable for people in understanding what is the mindset of Kim Jong-un in North Korea?
Well, I've long thought that we in the news tend to accidentally talk way past people, and I don't mean over their head in the sense that people aren't smart, but I mean if you don't already know about an issue, if you haven't studied it and looked into it on your own, sometimes we make it difficult to jump on board. We talk about it as if you already know everything that happened and why it happened, so what I try to do in addition to bringing stories and facts without the spin, I'm not trying to make you think a certain way, but number two, give a little bit of context and background so that if you didn't know much about it, you can jump aboard and learn a lot more about why it matters.
And this is the, part of the challenge of where we live in today. I mean, right now, you imagine such a portion of our our world here domestically is underwater, you know, dealing with the most immediate of survival, recovery, and rebuilding. And, of course, we have another storm heading, toward Florida, possibly. And, you know, when you know it, I've been on a little bit of a tour, you know, from Hawaii and California, and then I come to Florida, and it's, hello, Irma.
You know, so, wow, following you.
Yeah, good timing here, you know. So, but, you know, between Irma and the bugs of Florida, you know, that I just, you know, I'm just so enamored with, it just is unbelievable. But that's a whole other story. Our conversation with Cheryl Atkinson continues. We're talking about investigative reporting that has a fearless new home with Full Measure that airs Sundays at 9 o'clock Eastern. And you can check your local listings because this is a must-see TV. And we're going to be talking this week. She is going to be talking about North Korea. Stay with us. We've got more from Cheryl after this.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Buy, sell, make offer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that buysellmakeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
That heart is so cold all over my arm. I don't want to know that they
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this great country of ours or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. We're talking with Full Measure's Cheryl Atkinson, investigative reporting that has a fearless new home. Actually, it's starting its third season, and their focus will be on North Korea. And this airs nationally at 9 a.m., right, Cheryl?
Yes, different depending on where you live, maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, and it often repeats in the evening.
Yeah, check your local listings. I tell you, this is really must-see. This is special. This is something that America has been longing for, investigative reporting. And, you know, unlike the previous restraints that Cheryl had to report under, you know, Cheryl, you just, you know, you kind of erred. I mean, you kind of believed what they taught you in journalism school and what you were taught early on in your career, that you should pursue the truth. And the landscape of the editorial rooms have changed in such a way that clearly there is a media bias, and you have fought to overcome that. And thank God you've been able to find an outlet and a home to do the kind of things that, you know, promote your giftedness. And we're grateful for that.
Thank you so much. Whoever would have thought that just doing a story as a reporter, going in the field, finding what's happening, and reporting it back factually would be controversial or unwanted. And it, and it wasn't for years. I mean, I'm not saying this has always been the case. But the last couple of years, and it wasn't just CBS. Believe me, print and other networks and television places, my colleagues complain of the same things. In the words of one, you could go out to a site and tell folks back in New York, the car is red, and they'll tell you to report that the car is blue.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's incredible, because what we're all about should be, and I think is, just seeking truth and facts. And in my case, I'm trying to bring forward facts that others don't want you to see. And I really, in the end, don't care what you conclude or what you think. My goal isn't to sway you and convince you and make you decide something. It's just to let you know something, and particularly something maybe others don't want you to know, and then you decide what to do with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're giving credit to your audience and to the viewers that they're smart enough to figure this out, unlike Jonathan Gruber, who was one of the architects of the Affordable Care Act, who said that the people were too stupid, and so they just took advantage of what they thought of the people and wrote up a rather confusing piece of legislation. Cheryl, I'm sure your colleagues, you know, maybe not openly support you, because after all, they've got families to feed and a job to keep. And so they're going along to get along. But I'm sure they high five you on the side and say thank you for the smear, because this is kind of, you know, not only your heartbeat and your perspective and your answer to all this manipulation that has taken place in our country. And this is something that everybody should read to see, okay, look at, you know, we are, you know, we talk about the truth. It seems that, you know, people, well, you know, truth is subjective. Well, no, truth is truth. And that's what we try to pursue. And I know you do the same thing. And you pointed out this very clearly in the smear, how shady political operatives, fake news, control what you see, what you think, and, you know, how you vote. And the American people really messed up the whole program, because it didn't come out the way they expected.
You know, you're right about my colleagues, many of them being very supportive. And you're right about that they have families to feed. I mean, a lot of them can't walk away like I did. And I thought long and hard about it before I did. I didn't have another job. I didn't think I'd necessarily work in the industry again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not easy when you, fortunately for me, my kids just about finished with college. I just have one, but I can't tell you how many job interest calls I've gotten from other journalists and people working in the industry. And I have just the tiniest staff right now.
Right.
But people are thirsty. I like to say, good journalists hate what's happening to the news. You know, many of them do. And the weirdest phenomenon to me is that so many in the industry have exempted themselves, ourselves, from our normal ethics and standards and practices with the excuse that we should list them because this president is so uniquely dangerous that we have to. So, in other words, they've given themselves an excuse to be biased, and they're calling that fair. It's a very strange turn of events.
Well, this president needs help. Doesn't need anybody on the sidelines putting a stick in their spokes. I mean, he is not an experienced political operative. This is a classic CEO, and one that the country for a long time has been saying that we needed. We needed somebody with a business mindset who could come up and clean up this mess. And I keep seeing this picture of him coming out of the Oval Office, I think in his first week, and going, this is a mess. And when he said that, it was like the fear of God was upon him. You know, that he realized almost like, wow, what did I just walk into? I mean, landmines abound. And here he is, like, for example, with DACA. He's just trying to square the record away, get these kids out of the shadows, and, you know, give them some legal standing. They don't have legal standing right now. Instead of them being grateful for it, everybody, and I'm not saying, I shouldn't say everybody, that's not true, but there's a lot of emotion running around instead of coming alongside and saying, okay, look, this is a good observation. These kids do not have legal standing. What can we do to give them legal standing? Let's do something that Barack Obama didn't do. Let's bring in the rule of law. Let's have Congress. We're going to give them 6 months to figure this thing out. And who knows? We might have some bipartisanship on this thing.
Well, let me give an example about coverage. You will not see in general two sides or various sides to the story, and yet there are, because almost everybody is vested in the one side. And that's one of the things I say is unfair. It should absolutely be reported and is about the kids that came here through no fault of their own, have lived and been contributing people to this culture and to this country and all of that. You know, I totally agree. But try to propose a story on the other side about people who slipped through the Dreamer program, who are 40 years old, who raped someone, who killed, for example, three people. There are murders. I mean, maybe it's, yes, indeed, rare, but this is a component of the program.
Yes.
What about the issue that we are a country that can't pay its bills? And if we're going to reach out and take on new obligations and responsibilities of deserving people, why are we favoring the children of those who broke laws? In a sense, it's basically saying because their parents came here illegally, they get the benefit of it when there are many children all over the world that need help, that are in distressed situations. So if we're going to open our arms to additional people through beyond the legal process, who decides that it gets to be this group of people? I think there are a lot of discussions to be had without coming down on one side or the other, but you will only hear one-sided discussions in general. And a lot of issues have become that way where, you know, I noticed at CBS, anytime I proposed a story on noble illegal immigrants who have come here and served this country, sometimes they've been in the military and they've been wronged or they've been discriminated against, those sailed on the air. But if I ever proposed a story on some who have come here and done terrible things or trafficked in their fellow countrymen illegally as slaves here in this country and kept them captive and so on, they don't want those stories. So you're only hearing one narrative, and that's the fault of the news.
Yeah, and that's the dangerous aspect of this whole deal, because it is a spectrum that run the entire gamut. Sex trafficking, you know, the stories that have been reported there, Cheryl, that, you know, people, you know, for me being Hispanic, I get attacked by people going, wait a minute, you're Hispanic, why do you, because I appreciate the full spectrum, and I'm trying to protect the women and young boys, the young boys who've been turned into drug mules, and the women who are in sex camps, providing sex, according to one report, as many as 20 times a day. They're burning out these women in 3 to 5 years. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. But no, we can't talk about that, Cheryl.
Well, let me add two more. How about the role the U.S. plays, according to law enforcement that I've spoken to on the border, by allowing illegal immigrants to stay when they shouldn't be allowed to? We have basically fed the human trafficking industry and put people in danger because they're, you know, putting their life savings or trading for sex in order to get here with the idea that they could stay.
Exactly.
that's awful. I mean, they're just, I won't go off onto that tangent, but there are many stories that aren't discussed for reasons of narrative.
Well, we appreciate the honesty that you're pursuing and the objectivity and the true journalism that you're providing in your investigative reports with Full Measure with Cheryl Atkinson. Airs Sunday, season 3 gets underway, and the focus will be North Korea. Cheryl, as always, great to have you with us.
Hey, Bill, attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. Okay. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card.
Okay.
These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Let me get you over there.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare.
Right.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, they live here, and I can't help but feel a little bit like a salmon, you know, moving upstream here in light of what we saw in the 2016 election, the rise of one Bernie Sanders, and of course, he's still out there, and of course, he's pushing a single payer. He's just going with it, just exposing the Democrats, just right in front of God and everybody. He's going, calling the question, let's just go single payer, end of story. That'll solve everybody's problems. But with the sentiment of our country becoming more secular, more post-Christian, with what's happening on the college campuses today, as evidenced by some of the demonstrations in that, Main Street America wonders if socialism has already replaced liberty as the new American dream. And our next guest, Charles Sasser, who joins us, has written a defining book, I believe, for this time, and something of extraordinary interest for those of us God-fearing and constitutional loving Americans. It's called Crushing the Collective, The Last Chance to Keep America Free and Self-Governing. Charles Sasser, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Martinez.
Well, you can just call me Bill, if you would, please, Charles. Okay, and yes. It'll make it easier for both of us, because you say Mr. Martinez, and I keep thinking, okay, did my dad just walk in the room? Charles, the book Crushing the Collective. This is something that was motivated, I'm sure, by what you saw on the forget about the horizon anymore. It is amongst us, right?
Oh gosh, yes. But the thing, what we've got to understand about this, and feel free to interrupt me for something, because I'm very passionate about this, and I get started, I just keep talking. Hmm. But yes, what we are living through is a social, cultural, and political decline, not only of America but of Western civilization. Look at Europe; it's already gone. I mean, it's gone. The decline is almost complete, and will be complete here within less than a generation.
Mm-hmm.
And everything evolves, the whole world, every society has devolved from the individual to the collective, to some form of socialism throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the historical precedence has already been set about what's happening in America right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexander Tytler, I think, or Tyler, he's referenced as both, was a Scottish professor who came up with the liberty tyranny cycle. And he applied it to history. And if we look at history, and he says, and then I'm a historian, I teach mm-hmm. history part-time as well as being a journalist and a writer. Right. And he says that every society goes through this tyranny-liberty cycle on its decline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, for maybe some people not really aware of him, it's bondage to courage, to spiritual faith, to liberty, to abundance, mm-hmm. to complacency, to apathy, to dependency, and then bondage again.
Right. Well, it's reminiscent of the book of Judges for those of us who are theologians, and the recurring theme was pretty much the same thing. There was this prosperity that was taking place, and the people began to see things according to their own eyes. They abandoned their spiritual roots. They became subjects of a stronger power. They found themselves enslaved, and then they cry out to God. God delivers them, and they go back into the cycle once again. And, whether you look at Europe and you see what's happening here coming to a theater, if not already on the big screen before you, ladies and gentlemen, is that is just what Charles Sasser is pointing to, what the Bible says. So there's really nothing new under the sun. We are following a pattern. And at the very basis of all this, as I see it, Charles, is that we've abandoned our founding principles, and our founding principles were Judeo-Christian belief system, and we've unhinged from that, and we're as like that hot air balloon that's been punctured, and without anything to tether it, we're just all over the place. We are in chaos. And so my question to people like yourself and many others that have been on the show is, are we beyond that tipping point? Is there enough inertia moving us in the wrong direction that, for those of us that know better, do we just put on our crash helmets and our seat belts and get ready?
Well, Bill, I hate to be negative about this, but every society that has reached this point has crashed.
Mm-hmm.
All previous throughout history has crashed at this point. Once we become dependent upon government, we give up this our own independence. Once we give that up, it's almost, look at what happened to Greece here recently.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When they were trying to take away some of the entitlements. So they rioted and everything else, and rest of Europe, the EU, bailed them out. Well, mm-hmm. they're not bailed out yet.
Right.
I mean, that's part of the whole thing. So, chaos is the mother of socialism.
Mm-hmm.
You get chaos, that's what you want, because government comes in and says, hey, I will save you from right. all this chaos. What's happening around us now with Antifa and all the other the insanity, I call it, cultural just madness, cultural mm-hmm. madness.
Well, the white supremacist issue, the way I look at it, Charles, it's almost like they're a convenient shield for the Antifa movement. They just like the idea that they've got somebody on the opposite side. Anybody that is a student of political science understands that you've got the lunatic fringe and it's represented on the left and right. But what makes Antifa so dangerous is that they're taking us down a road in much the same way as I would say, you know, that we experienced in the previous 10 years, a scenario of hope and change where it was all hope, no change.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with you totally, Bill. You see, the white supremacy thing, that's a non-issue.
Yeah.
These people have they have very little funding. They're relatively small in number, and they're kind of abhorred by any people with common sense. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, we not only abandon principles in this society, we abandon common sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if you look at Antifa now, and we keep saying, well, let's look at fascism and communism.
Mm-hmm.
These people they're anti-fascist, but they're fascists. They're more fascist than the people that
by their own definition, it's just like somebody says they're you're pro-choice. Well, what really are you choosing here? And that's the thing. Only by their own title and their own names that they grab, you know, sounds like a nice marketing ploy and a bit of deception. But when you look at what they represent. And that has been my question in conversations with them: is where are you taking us? What is it that you want to do? Well, we just want to create enough chaos. To your point, that we turn everything upside down, and then we'll figure it out. Oh, really? You know, we got 320 million people here that you want to put at risk and take the chance of just figuring it out.
Well, isn't that what every socialist movement has done throughout
history?
Yes. I mean, they just fly by the seat of their pants. No matter how many times socialism has failed, they continue to do it again.
And what's in their wake each time?
Yeah.
You know, the devastation, the deaths. I mean, you know, they talk about religion, you know, which I can't remember the commentator, but I believe he was talking with Pastor Rick Warren and said, well, you know, I mean, he kind of said it as a matter of fact, and Pastor Rick was really quick to correct him. He says, well, you know, religion has killed more people in world history than anything else. And you go, oh, no, let's talk about the political process and socialism and how many multiple millions of people that it has killed. I mean, this is what we're putting at risk here. But, you know, we blindly go ahead. We're happy to wear the T-shirts because it's a cool thing to do on the college campuses. But you have no idea what it is that you're opening the door to, do you?
Oh, Bill, I can give you a great example of that. I was an undercover journalist at Occupy Wall Street.
Uh-huh.
And nobody knew who I was there, and I was sitting there talking to these petunias. Now, these are people from Yale and Harvard and so forth. I have never seen such a bunch of people who were totally ignorant of what freedom meant, of what government meant, of just anything of common sense. These people, all they wanted was free things.
Well, Charles, we got to leave it there for just a moment. We'll be right back. We got to go to break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Charles Sasser continues with us. Boy, he's written a great book called Crushing the Collective, The Last Chance to Keep America Free and Self-Governing. We talked earlier, Charles, in the first segment about the rule of nations, this cycle of nations that every empire goes through. And America is true to form on this. And you'd have this sense that, you know, not to be pessimistic, because on the upside, history has shown that where it falls, it does have a way of bouncing back. The law of gravity even applies to people that want to be insane and let go of the things that, you know, brought them to freedom. I mean, here it is, this incredible experiment, this grand American experiment that our founding fathers led the charge on. And for 240 years plus, we've been the steward of this. And as I was discussing with somebody else last week, Charles, I believe that what has happened is that America has lost understanding and appreciation for liberty. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. And I think there's a design behind this. And you remember the old movie Body Snatchers, in which pod people, science fiction, in which pod people were seeded among the people to pretend to be real people,
mm-hmm.
in order to take over the society?
Right.
Well, if we look at that, we've got pod people, and socialism has seeded pod people in our society since at least beginning in at least 1917 with the Frankfurt School.
Mm-hmm.
That was built up in Germany and eventually ended up in Columbia University in New York. And they have influenced our educational system, the dumbing down of our educational system, more than any other single phenomena in our mm-hmm. history. For example, Marcuse, their idea was, they said they were commies, And they started in Frankfurt, Germany, about the time of Hitler, well, before World War I, actually. But in the time of Hitler, he kicked them out. But when the internecine battle between communism and fascism, which, incidentally, there's not a penny's worth of difference. They're both socialists. They both end up the same place. Let me give Denise D'Souza, whom I think is a brilliant author.
Yes.
He just recently came out with a book called The Big Lie.
The Big Lie, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Excellent book. He makes the same point in his book that I make in mine, that there's no difference between these two people, between these two phenomena. They both end up exactly the same place in socialism, and they're the same way. And so the Antifa, we're talking about them, they're more fascist than they are communist.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, with this Frankfurt School, I like to put in this pod people, what they wanted to do, they said that America, that the West would never fall through force. That what needed to be done was a long march through the institutions to take over all our institutions or to destroy them. If you look what's happened, how about the family? The family is pretty much destroyed right now.
Yes.
And one of the first things that they want to take over was health care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bernie Sanders, I think you noted just a few minutes ago, that Bernie Sanders, of course, is one-payer system. That's the whole design. Obama himself, that was the thing. Education. Like the people on Occupy Wall Street,
right.
those people were the most ignorant people I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they don't know history, they don't know economics, they didn't know anything. All they know was carried around big placards says, you know, free health care,
right.
Free housing, free public transport, free everything. That's what they wanted, free everything, and that's what we promise them. And once you promise them that, and they become dependent, you own them.
Well,
and
there
Obama,
it is. Yeah,
President
well, like,
Obama. He praised Occupy Wall Street people.
Mm-hmm.
Occupy Wall Street is now Antifa under a new name. Same people.
Right, exactly. Well, Benjamin Franklin said it best, that when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. And this is what's happened along the way, is that the legislators have sold their souls. This has been refreshing, you know, in terms of Donald Trump. As you mentioned earlier, he's an independent, truly. He's not beholden to the traditional ruling class, the deep state, which is, you know, just driving the beltway nuts in the establishment because, you know, they like the government operating at its level of inefficiency. It's worked out very well for them. They've been able to take full advantage of it. And now here comes somebody who they cannot attach a string to. And God forbid that we have somebody that would actually try to fulfill his promise and work on behalf of the people. As he said at his inauguration, he said, look, this is the day that America comes back to we the people. Well, clearly, Charles, even based on your book, the mindset of too many Americans, even those that you went underground in the with the, you know, whether it was Black Lives Matter or, you know, during the Wall Street rallies that were going on, the opposition, the 99 versus the one. Clearly, there's lots of ignorance, people that do not understand what's going on. Their viewpoint has been prejudiced. It has been indoctrinated into thinking that, you know, there's plenty of free stuff to go around. But as you say, that has been supported by a political class, ruling class that said, hey, look at vote me in and I'll get you plenty of free stuff. And Bernie Sanders, look what he was able to garner, you know, 46% of the vote. He threatened Hillary Clinton. And, you know, and he was basically what Bernie Sanders was to Hillary Clinton was what Ross Perot was to George Bush.
Well, yes. But what we see now is an expansion of government corruption. And that is one of the tenets in order to that a society declines and makes the cause of the decline of civilization is political corruption.
Right.
And we see that more and more now, corruption in our, especially in our judges, our judicial system, where it's no longer equal justice. We see there's signs of what's happening throughout our society, And, we can just go through the insanity of some
right.
of this stuff.
And this is all the result of us disconnecting from our moral founding and our moral principles. And so, it's anymore you try to have a reasonable conversation. I mean, it's to the point, Charles, that you mention God and that's an offense to people. And it's getting to the point where, just watch it the other day. What was the, they were interviewing a potential judge. And Dianne Feinstein, all of a sudden, she wants to throw into play some sort of religious testing here for judges, which, for the last 100 years has been something that we said clearly, and even at the founding, that we didn't believe was beneficial, nor should it be, any part of the political discussion or consideration in, for public office. But, we've gone to that point, as you say in your book, as we continue to move more and more, to the left, it's no wonder that some of these old tried principles that we thought we got rid of, they're back.
And they're back on steroids. Is
yes.
The problem. With Christianity, Christianity itself is defecting.
Yeah.
I mean, they've become the center of politics. Right now, look at some of the. I just read recently. We have a church now that caters to. They believe in the rituals of smoking pot, for example.
Right.
And they've completely eliminated parts. There's a feminist Bible where God is now a she, for example. There's a homosexual Bible for gays, and people are very rare. I mean, it's getting more and more rare that our ministers will speak out against. Because of political correctness and self-censorship, they will hardly ever speak out against many of the sins that are listed in the Bible. Yeah. For example, I think it was in Houston. The mayor of Houston was trying to subpoena the
sermons,
minister sermons,
right?
To see if they were discriminating against gays, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we outlawed school prayer.
But he didn't chaplains. He didn't want any sermons from the Muslims. I thought that was interesting. By contrast, but this is the thing. Christians are now persecuted. We're at the principles of this constitution of our government, our founding, our Christian Judeo-Christian principles clearly, and the arrogance of the current leadership. And this is where people. Who understand this and can see this, Charles, as you point out, they have to respond in such a way to say, look, you guys are heading for a brick wall here. And because what matters are the individuals, the people here, the very souls of these people that are being led down the path here. And, they're given a lot of fake news and false information that they are, they're determining their own destinies with. I think it's pretty scary stuff.
Cheryl Atkinson recently wrote a great book on freedom of speech and freedom of the press. It was freedom of the press. Do you realize we're now 46th in the world when it comes to freedom of press and freedom of speech, 46 in the world, somewhere around Albania or something.
Right.
And that has to do, Cheryl Atkinson says, and I agree with her, has to do with political correctness and self-censorship.
Yes.
And I'm giving a series of talks right now to different groups, civic groups, and I'm explaining to them that self-censorship is the primary reason that we just hold our tongue. We refuse to speak out against, unless we can speak out in a politically correct, approved manner by the elites.
Yes.
We just don't speak out about it.
Right.
We got
to quit. If you've been called to speak out, then I say let your voice be heard. And it really needs to be heard for a time such as this, because we are heading for a brick wall. And you talk about the eve of destruction, a song that you and I grew up with, Charles Sasser. Yes. Charles, congratulations on the book. Thank you so much for being with us, Charles Sasser. His book will be linked on our website.
Your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? see them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being